It's time for Grab Bag.
All right, here we go. It's time for Grab Bag. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program on Jones and Keefe. And I'll tell you what, Jones, there's a lot of rumors about a Jimmy Butler trade. You think Jimmy Butler ends up getting dealt from the Miami Heat?
Well, it depends on who you believe. Sean says yes. His agent says no. But, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think Windhorst came out and was, like, adamant.
That it's not happening?
Yeah, that what he wants is an extension from the Heat. And I'm like, well, that could be true, and he could still get traded.
He's already played for, like, five teams,
hasn't
he?
Could want the extension. The Heat don't want to give him the extension. And then, because they're not going to pay him, he wants out.
I think Rockets would be the most interesting. Put him with Udoka. They don't have
Rockets
a super talent.
Rockets would be fun.
They're playing well, so maybe you don't want to break that up. But I think they're limited, so if you add him to it, maybe they could advance. He's an interesting player in today's NBA because he is good. He's tough. Can't shoot.
No.
And everybody in the league shoots.
He will. Well, actually, sometimes he won't. Although, ironically, that game 7 against the Celtics, he's launching on the break.
Yeah, right. Like, that's not your game. He and Giannis, it's like, don't do that. You guys you guys are good in other ways.
I like Butler, but I do wonder what he's got left in the tank. How would he fit on a team like the Rockets? Probably well.
Yeah.
How would he fit on a team like the Thunder that could kind of use a veteran? I don't think so well. Like, I don't think I'd mess with it if I were the Thunder.
No, because they're actually doing fine.
The Rockets, I think I would. What about a team like the Warriors? That's another one he's been linked to.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, when they tried the Chris Paul experience,
I don't think it would work.
I don't think so.
I think the Rockets make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
Good. Yeah.
Grab bag.
The Xavier Legette went on the St. Brown's podcast. So this is Amon-Ra St. Brown and his brother Equanimeous
St. Brown. Yeah,
Brown.
It's like the New Heights podcast, except with the St. Browns instead of the Kelseys.
Hasn't taken off yet. Neither one is dating a pop star, I don't think.
They get, you know,
they get people.
Decent guests from time to time. Yeah.
They got Xavier Legette.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. And so they were asking him a question that they ask apparently all their guests.
They do this on every week, I guess.
Which I got a hard time for asking Christian Gonzalez about food, but apparently these guys ask their guests about food,
We should steal. I guess we've already done it. I was going to say we should steal it from man to man, but you're right.
No, we've already done food. Here's these guys. The answer here might surprise you.
I have another question for you. We asked everybody, what's your hottest food take? So, like, is there something weird that you like to eat or something you don't like to eat that you can never eat that most people would eat? You know, like, what's something in the food industry that you have a weird opinion on?
Well, y'all probably seen that video. I eat raccoon.
You what? What do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
Like a raccoon that you see in the trash.
Where do you even eat that at? Where do you even get that?
I hunt it, I kill it, I skin them, cook them, eat them, all that.
So when's the last time you had a raccoon?
Thanksgiving.
So you went and got the Thanksgiving, you killed the raccoon or you had, like, you found
it? My kids, all my people, them hunting all that, so my kids, them, they killed it.
Kids killed it.
I'll give you 4 guesses what state Xavier Legette's from. Maybe you need 5, actually. Like,
he went to South Carolina?
He's from South Carolina.
I was going to say, he went to the University of South Carolina.
I was going to say, if you hear that, so not only does he eat raccoon, and then he's like, yeah, like the animal you find in the trash.
Yeah.
He's like, I eat raccoon. When's the last time you had it? Thanksgiving?
Nick said this to me off the air. That's like when I asked Nick, when's the last time you had chocolate milk? And he's like, last night.
Last night.
Very, very, very similar to that.
So, yeah. So, the people in the Twitch chat, you're right. Alabama's a good guess. I would have said, like, West Virginia, Mississippi, but South Carolina is right there.
Oh, yeah, it's up there.
It's pretty, you can circle it.
Arkansas, you have some with some strawberry milk.
It's a certain conference of football. They're very good at football.
Oh, they're great at football. The visual of that, though, if you have a chance to watch it.
Shocked by it.
Right, they ask us every week. And
do you have a hot food take?
Apparently, it's Equanimeous St. Brown's take. Yeah, I thought lobster overrated.
Oh, that is a hot take.
Yeah, too much work. So, but he goes.
Mine's gravy, I guess.
Oh, that
people give me a hard time.
Super hot take.
Yeah, I got a hot take.
But they ask us every week. They're kind of, I think, ready for all kinds of hot food takes. They weren't ready for, you know, what you see in the trash, the raccoon. That's what I eat.
That's,
and I have one on Thanksgiving. But the visual from Amon-Ra St. Brown, when he says it, is
what do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
raccoon that you see in the trash.
Oh, good. Here's a visual of it. Watch his face.
He goes.
If you're watching on Twitch. He's like, yeah,
I love
raccoon.
How he's trying to search. He's like, what do you mean, raccoon? He's like, exactly what you think I mean.
I mean, what
that's
else
fantastic.
What else could I possibly mean? What do you mean, what do I mean? There it is right there if you're watching.
He's the whole point. That's right there, I think, the whole point of like a player's podcast.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You get a gem like that.
Like if we asked that to.
He probably wouldn't tell us he eats raccoons.
Craig Breslow.
Yeah.
Craig Breslow.
You were?
Yeah, eat raccoon, guys.
Craig Breslow strikes
yes,
me as a guy.
Yes, it was a delicacy at Yale.
Breslow eats the same meal every day.
Toast, dry.
Like, I don't think there's much, there's not like a huge menu there.
No, I want them. I want the St. Browns, if you're listening. Yeah. I want Breslow on your podcast just for his hot food.
Oh, I'm sure he's next. Yeah. He's the next guy they're going to have.
Grab bag.
Odell Beckham Jr. released by the Miami Dolphins. That really didn't seem to work. They didn't have a great thing going there.
No.
So he is available. Bad job by me. Van Pelt overlapped with him. He was the quarterback coach in Cleveland, but it was a disaster in Cleveland. Elliott Wolf was actually the assistant GM when they traded a first-round pick for Odell Beckham, and it didn't work at all.
No.
So I don't think the Patriots have had any interest, but is he done? Is he completely done, or has he got one last gasp?
I asked you off the air. Maybe you can answer this for me.
Uh-huh.
I asked you off the air. Beckham gets released. Patriots receiver room is terrible. Any reason to take a flyer for a month and see if he has anything?
No.
None.
And you know me, I love receivers.
Have 55 yards this year?
Oh, it's worse than... Jalen Polk would blush at his numbers.
I also just don't know if he's the best guy for like Jalen Polk and Pop Douglas to
Fair,
look at the rest
like,
of the way.
Are we sure those guys are on the team next year? So like, I'm not overly worried about that.
I think Polk's on the team next year.
He's a cool 9 catches for 55 yards.
Yeah, I don't...
Jalen Polk
can't do
already
it.
Thinks he has the best hands
No,
in the league.
I know he's wrong, but I just don't think... I don't see
here's,
what the upside is
here's
with
why
Beckham
the answer
at
is
this
no.
point.
It's less about the room, and it's more that, yeah, he's just cooked, and he doesn't care
washed.
About football.
It's cashed.
Because you brought up Van Pelt, just because we mentioned our two takeaways real quick. Number one, he said straight up it was news to him that Marcus Jones plays offense, and now he's like, oh, no, I knew. So that's a lie.
He was like, oh, it was overrated. That all got blown out of proportion. It's like, no, you got in trouble because you made the head coach look like a moron.
I get why you're lying, but you're lying.
That was the first it had come to my attention that he had played offensive plays, and, you know, I'm glad that he did it.
No, but I totally knew. I totally knew the whole time.
It ever came to my attention. Yeah. No, I knew that. I know that.
That got blown out of proportion. And then the other thing was, yes, Mayo tells him what to do. Let's run some clock, which I think we could have assumed, but he confirmed it for us. When they're looking super conservative, he kind of threw Mayo under the bus with that.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did.
You've been hit by a smooth grab bag.
Travis Hunter, heavy Heisman favorite, won all the awards last night. Did you see that?
Yeah, the Bednarik.
The Bednarik.
For defensive player.
Yeah.
But he was not a Thorpe finalist for D-back, but he won defensive player.
He's the best defensive player, but he's not the best D-back.
Correct.
Confusing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Best wide receiver.
Yep,
the Blitnikoff.
Yep.
And then the Walter Camp for just like best player. It's not the Heisman.
Oh, he won three. Oh, yeah, I thought he only won the first two.
No, I think he won all three.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I didn't realize that.
Big day for Travis Hunter.
Future New England Patriot, Travis Hunter.
Could be.
Could be.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your
grab bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Only that.
How about Bronny James? All you guys laughing at Bronny James. 30 points in the G League.
Nice.
His first road game. He'd only played home games because daddy said, stay here.
Yeah.
Daddy, he doesn't need to travel. He's better than you.
Well,
30 points in the G League.
You let him out. You let him out on the road. That's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Let him live his own life.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's
grab bag?
Kraven the Hunter hits theaters this weekend. It is a Marvel character, although it's a Sony movie. It's not in the MCU. But some are saying it's the worst movie of all time. So, Davey and I will still see it. We're going to do a dork podcast on Kraven the Hunter. But the early reviews are quite bad.
It's the worst movie of all
maybe
time?
More, maybe the worst movie.
Not just superhero movie.
Before,
not
like
just in that genre.
Yeah. Well, so Madam Web is one of the early favorites for worst movie of 2024.
Uh-huh.
Same sort of universe. And people are saying it's worse than Madam Web. So,
boy.
Thing is an absolute mess. They also said it's going to sort of end this little Sony universe that they have. Like, that's how bad it is. Like, we're done.
They're like,
we're now done.
We're tapping out.
But I will see it.
Pull the ripcord.
Because sometimes if it's not a great movie, you're almost better off having it be a bad movie.
Yeah.
Because the worst is when me and Dave are talking about like a movie that's like, okay. You're like, yeah, it didn't suck. It wasn't great.
I watched it. I would never watch it again.
So I'm actually kind of looking forward to how bad this could be.
Yeah.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice
grab bag.
All right. In honor, we haven't even mentioned this today, Jones. It is Friday the 13th.
Oh, wow.
In December. So I've cooked up my top 5 Christmas horror movies of all time.
There's 5 of these?
There's 50 of these.
No, there's not.
There's, Nick,
we're going through
50
the list
Christmas horror movies?
I think so.
Wow.
I mean, we rattled off like 10 of them just off the top of our head.
All right, number five, The Lodge. Creepy movie takes place around the holidays. Stiz recommended this to me. It came out in 2019. I think you could find it on Prime or Hulu. Okay. The Lodge. Silent Night, Deadly Night, 1984's slasher. That's number four. Krampus, number three on my list.
Good one.
Good cast. I didn't love it the first time I saw it. I've seen it since, and I'm like, that's fun.
Krampus.
It's like a scary Santa.
I remember the ads for this a few years
ago.
Yeah.
Toni Collette, who I think is one of the greatest actresses of all time. Adam Scott. Everybody knows Adam Scott from Parks and Rec and things. That's Krampus. The original Black Christmas at number two. Movie came out in 1974. Predates Halloween. In fact, Halloween very inspired by Black Christmas. And number one, 1984's Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas
good call.
Horror movie.
Nice. Good
Love
call.
Gremlins.
Good work.
This is on, it's streaming on HBO Max, so I'm going to give that a rip this week.
When was Gremlins 2 set? Christmas again?
The new batch?
Yeah.
I forget. One of the greatest Key and Peele bits ever was the fake Gremlins 2 writer's room, and they're like, we got to throw in, like, Hulk Hogan, like, doing a thing, and they're like, yeah, add that. Like, everything, they're like, we could do this. Like, we have the Gremlins, like, swinging through, like, the radio room. Like, yeah, add that. Because the movie, and, like, even at the end, they're like, everything we said in this is true. Like, this is the movie. It's insane. I forget if that was Christmas. Was that Christmas, Bill?
That was, like,
I don't think so.
I don't remember, too.
I don't think so. They were, like, in the corporate office for that one.
That was, like, the disclaimer at the end of the South Park Scientology episode, where you're like, these are all...
Oh, yes. Yeah, South Park is like, this is what they actually think.
This is what Scientology actually believes.
And you're like, oh, my God.
It's great.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random...
Brandon Phillips!
Eduardo Nunez!
Curtis Luskanic!
Baseball player of the day.
All right. And to answer the Twitch chat that says Gremlins isn't a horror movie, incorrect. It is. All right. Random horror movie or random baseball player of the day. We might do random
Ooh,
horror
movie. Oh, I might
movie
get today. Horror movie. Yeah, I might get this one.
Yeah. You might get it. 1984 starts out with a mogwai. They get wet. Boom. Something happens to them. All right. In honor of the Arizona Cardinals.
Daylight savings when you feed them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
The rules are a little tough to wrap around.
It's a little fuzzy.
Like midnight where?
Yeah.
Like local, like where we are here?
Local time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So in honor of the Arizona Cardinals, we have a famous St. Louis Cardinal.
Oh.
That's what I'm doing here.
I was going to say, it's Kyler Murray.
Outfielder for the
St. Pujols.
It's Albert Pujols.
Ray Langford.
He got it.
Whoa! Love Ray Langford.
Holy
I'm a big
crap.
Fan of Ray Langford. Yeah.
Get in line.
Wait a minute. He just said it was a St. Louis Cardinal. That was it.
Yep.
Nothing else.
Ray Langford.
Did you say
random
outfielder?
Enough?
You might have said outfielder.
I might have said outfielder.
Didn't say outfielder.
Wow.
It's funny. We have a stuffed animal.
Ray Langford?
Cardinal. No, a cardinal at home. And since Cece was 2 years old, we've called him Ray Langford. So she has no idea who he is, but she knows that Ray Langford is the stuffed animal cardinal we have at the house.
That was the most impressive one I've heard ever.
Ray Langford.
It's a St. Louis Cardinals outfielder. It's Ray Langford.
I didn't even get to tell you that he was a one-time All-Star, finished 16th in the MVP in 1997, 31 bombs that year, career high.
I was kind of thinking...
He got caught stealing 24 times one year.
Yeah, but how many steals?
42 that year.
Okay.
Respect the aggressiveness.
That's not a great ratio.
He just goes every time. He gets thrown out half.
Here goes Ray again.
Yeah, Christ. One-time All-Star.
Wow. I was kind of thinking,
so
I didn't really even have a lot of time to formulate guesses. I was kind of thinking like a Ron Gant. I know you're a big Ron Gant guy.
Have we done Ron Gant? Or maybe Ron Gant was one of those guys we talked about before we even did.
That sounds right. That might have been the impetus for this segment.
Okay, like one of these might have been the one
of the inspirations. Yes, from Ron Karkovice was it begat Ron Gant.
But Ray Langford was a staple for those Cardinals teams.
Kind of thinking hard hitting Mark Whitten.
He'd hit you four home runs. One of the best arms. If we did best arms in the outfield, if that was one of the clues I gave you, like best arm from right field.
Oh, Vladdy.
Vlad, Ichiro.
Yep.
Mark Whitten.
Clemente.
Old-timers would
Clemente.
Say Clemente. Yep.
You know who could also throw
Cespedes
it?
Had a cannon.
Cespedes did.
Cespedes.
Cespedes.
Not a good guy.
Was he not?
Noted bad guy.
I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
I think he's been kind of left out of Major League Baseball.
I want to say Jeff Francoeur could huck it.
Oh,
couldn't he
gas
it from like the warning track?
Oh, yeah. What a hose on this guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Rick Ankiel, but he wasn't right. He was center, I believe.
Ankiel.
Rick Ankiel could,
he wouldn't pitch for you.
Kind of lost.
He did at one point.
I lost the strike zone a little bit.
Stick him in the outfield. Slammy 30 home runs.
Sock dingers.
Yeah.
Try running on him.
No thanks. He'd swipe you a bag, too.
No thanks.
Okay. Random baseball player of the day, Ray Langford, in impressive fashion. By Billy Lanny.
Good question in the Twitch chat. What does grab bag mean? Just the name of the segment.
What does grab bag mean to you?
Yeah.
What does grab bag mean to you?
Grab bag in context.
We should do a grab bag in context. It's not a bad idea.
Grab bag.
It's a noun, a container from which a person chooses a wrapped item at random without knowing the contents.
Hmm.
And it's showman of miscellaneous items.
Kids love grab bag.
It's for everybody.
Yeah, adults too.
Grab bag is for everybody.
Men, women. There you go.
Yes. I was wondering how much for the grab bag?
Ooh, good one. Jay Buhner. Rocket for an arm.
Oh, I was going to say not a cardinal.
Rocket for an arm. People are texting in rocket arms now.
Right field hose.
Yeah.
Rocket arm of the day.
Right field hose.
Dwight Evans. Yep. Toss him in there.
All right, so beyond random baseball player of the day, we have our Haas of the day.
Haas of the week.
And our rock, Haas
we
of the week.
We could do Haas of the day.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Haas of the week. That's too many Haases. And our rocket arm of the day.
No, Haas of the week is rocket Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, well, this week.
Yeah, next week. We'll see.
Who knows? TBD.
It'll be Mike Onwenu every week when we talk to him.
This guy's a Haas. Hey, here's our Haas of the week. And then rocket arm of the, it could be, doesn't have to be a baseball player.
We could introduce Mike Onwenu, brought to you by the Haas of the week. This week it is Mike Onwenu. He's like, come on, guys. Again? Like, all right.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week with these guys. Let's check out what WEEI Afternoons has coming up and our clip du jour. Both are next.